Also this Friday morning, the EU has extended by 1 year its military mission to train Somalia's security forces. The announcement came as a UN panel reported Eritrea was behind bankrolling an al-Qaeda linked to Somali rebels, the al-Shabaab, through its embassy in Kenya. Heavy fighting between government troops and the rebels broke out in the Somali capital Mogadishu yesterday, just 1 day after the UN World Food Programme airlifted in its first famine emergency aid to the country. Thousands of Somali refugees fleeing the famine and war have started moving into a new extension of the world's largest refugee camp in Dadaab, Kenya, which was officially declared full in 2008. Maurice McQuillan is head of the emergency team for the Irish Catholic aid agency Trokera and is in Nairobi at the moment. He recently returned from the Diocese of Lodwar in northern Kenya, where he told Susie Hodges that families are down to one meal a day.
We visited villages in Turkana in the north of Kenya, where you have people who are whole communities that are down to one meal a day, and that meal is made up of crushed nuts and berries that they have been able to gather from the bush, mixed with small amount of dirty water to make something that people can get into their stomachs. But really it is a matter of trying to half fill empty stomachs. There's zero nutrition value, and those people can't last under those conditions. The UN have already said, by their standards, there are two regions in Somalia that are in famine, as they describe it at the moment. They reckon that by August, the whole of South Central Somalia will be in famine conditions. And from what I have seen, northern Kenya and southern Ethiopia are not far behind that.